Blog Talk Radio.
And praise the Lord, everybody. This is Apostle Dr. Deborah Deans with the End Time Men and Women of War Global Ministries, along with Life Support Outreach Church and the Prayer Room Ministry. And we're so excited today to be back on our radio broadcast today. I just want to give reverence to God, who is the head of my life, and to bring you greetings in the awesome and powerful name of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. I am delighted that you have chosen to worship with us on today, and I want to extend a warm welcome to you. I just thank and praise God on today. I just give reverence to Apostle Deans and his absence, and to everyone in their respective places. We're going to call our worship to order now. We're going to have a song, a scripture, and a prayer. We're going to have our doxology. Amen. Just one moment, sure. Yes, one moment. God bless you all. What's going on? Amen. Don't look like we have any music today. I'm just so sick of this. Thank you. Amen. Our scripture reading will be coming from Psalms 110. The Lord said unto my Lord, sit thou at my right hand until I make thine enemies thy footstool. The Lord shall send the rod of thy strength out of Zion and rule thou in the midst of thine enemies. Thy people shall be willing in the days of thy power, in the beauty of holiness. From the womb of the morning thou hast the dew of thy youth. The Lord hath sworn and will not repent. Thou art a priest forever after the order of Melchizedek. The Lord at thy right hand, king, in the day of his wrath, he shall judge among the heathens. He shall fill the places with the dead bodies. He shall wound the heads over many countries. He shall drink of the brook and the way. Therefore shall he lift up his head. I have just read you the entire chapter of Psalms 110. May God richly add a blessing to the doers of his most holy words. Father, we come this afternoon humbly before your throne of grace, God, asking you to forgive us for every known and unknown sin, Father, that we've committed against you in the mighty name of Jesus. Lord, we come confessing and repenting and asking for forgiveness and cleansing through the blood of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. God, we just come this morning just giving you praise. We give you glory, Lord. We magnify your holy name this morning. We glorify you, God. You are an awesome God. We just give you praise this morning. We ask you right now, God, to bind the strong man from our lives today, Lord. Bind up the strong man from our radio broadcast, Lord. We bind the strong man from these instruments, from this speaker. And we bind the strong man from this computer in the mighty name of Jesus. Lord, we ask you today, God, to just bless our service today, Lord. Bless our service. Let your power fall in our service. Send your anointing. Send your anointing today, Lord. In the name of Jesus, I ask you to touch everyone under the sound of my voice. God, just touch them today. In the mighty name of Jesus, Lord, I ask you right now to open up our minds and our hearts that we may be receptive to this word that you've given the messenger in the name of Jesus. Now, Father, let Deborah decrease that the Holy Ghost may increase and minister to us on today. I ask all these things in Jesus' name and for your glory. Amen. Amen. We just thank and praise God right now for this opportunity. I thank and praise God. You may hear a little static. I have my other phone on because the enemy got so many tricks, and you have to be ready for them, and it's kind of close. So it might be stagnant a little bit, but the devil is alive today. I'm not going through it. I'm not going through it. So I just give God all praise. I give God glory. I magnify him on today. We serve a good God. I'm telling you, God is an awesome God. We're going to go right into our testimony service. We're going to hear a song, and then we're going to testify. By the grace of God, God is so good. He's so kind, and I just give him praise on today. I give God praise today. It's always a wonderful thing to have the Lord on your side. It's a blessed thing always to have the Lord on your side. I give God praise today.
When your name is called, you move down the road. You're still back and strong. So fight this battle for me.
And praise God, let your power fall. You know, I just give reverence to God who is the head of my life. This is our testimony, part of the service. And, you know, I give him praise and glory today. God is such a good and awesome God. I just thank him for everything. It's nothing that he would not give us if we obey him. It's nothing he wouldn't bless us with if we just obey him. I'm just so grateful to the Lord. I'm grateful that he's my Father. I'm just grateful that Jesus is my Savior. I'm just grateful today that I have a comforter in the Holy Spirit. I give God praise on today, and I give him glory today. And I don't care what nobody think or say. All I know is God is good. That's all I know. And I give God praise today. I give him glory today. I give him praise. God is such a good God. And we sit around and we do this and we do that, but we need to keep our mind on God. We have to stay focused on the Lord. And I just thank him on today. God is good. I'm telling you, he always cover us. He always blessing us and our family. And I just thank God on today. And I feel today I feel better than I felt in a good while. I thank and praise God for that. I thank and praise God for that. I feel better. And you know the Lord always, the devil always trying to make something wrong with you. But ain't nothing wrong with me. But I'm blessed. That's the only thing. And I just thank and praise God on today for being blessed, for him blessing me. And it's good. It's just good. And I don't know what else to say, but I thank God today, you know, and I praise him today. I bow my knee to the Lord. You know, I Shabbat the Lord because God is good just like that. I don't have anything else to complain about. God is just good. I'm telling you. And when I tell you, it's a good to worship the Lord. I thank God on today. Is there any more testimonies today? Amen. Well, if there's no more testimonies, we're going to just get ready to go into the Word of God. If there's no more testimonies. Lord, I ask you to let the words of my mouth and the meditation of my heart be acceptable in thy sight. Oh, Lord, my Redeemer, I just give God praise today. And I didn't write nothing, but God gave me something, and I'm just going to give it to you like he gave it to me. So my topic to this sermon, the subject of this sermon is sometimes you have to go low in order to get high. Sometimes you have to go low to get high, and maybe you may not understand what that means, but sometimes we have to humble ourselves so that God can exalt us. I remember Obama and Michelle and them to say when they go low, we go high. When they go high, we go low, or something like that. But seriously, you have to go low to get high. See, humility, state of being humble, and both of them, humble have the origin in the Latin word of, and it's humbly, meaning low, humbly. But when pride comes, there comes a disgrace. But with humility comes wisdom, casting all our cares on the Lord. We have to stay low in order for even for God to use us. And I know plenty of us, we've been up and down. But when God bless you and he exalts you, you know, elevation comes from above. Can't nobody elevate you but the Lord. But when sometimes we have to be broken for God to even use us, we have to be broken. He used broken vessels. Believe me, he'll go out on the corner and get a drunk or a drug head and clean them up and put his word in their mouth and their heart. And use them. I've seen it done too many times. I've seen the man on the corner getting drunk.
I seen him in church preaching the word the next 2 or 3 years. God will take a man or a woman, wherever she at, on the pole, wherever she at, to her heart and fix her mind and change her mind. Sanctify her. Set her apart. Put his word in her mouth. When I tell you, and just use her. You, that's why we have to be so careful about getting all puffed up and big headed and all this kind of stuff. We can't let that pride spirit take over us. We got to stay at a low estate. Low, not so low that you don't care and you don't care how you look and all that. I'm talking about low. Stay low so God can raise you. And I mean, what I mean by that is that when you stand being humble, when you being humble, God know it. God know when you're being humble. It's some habits that humble persons do. Try to retain relationship with people. They just, whatever they have to do to keep the relationship, they just humble themselves and take whatever they had to take. When they have a difficult situation, they try to have a decision or they try to handle it with ease and stay low. And a humble person always put other first, other people first. They think about other people before they think about themselves. They try to help people all the time. Humble people, you can talk to them all day. They'll just listen because they want you to get off of you whatever it is on you. They want to be of help. That's somebody humble. And they speak their mind. When they get through listening, they're going to tell you truth. They're not trying to hurt your feelings, but they're going to tell you the truth. And most of humble people, they always say thank you or they appreciate it. Or, you know, that's humble people. It's so much. Take but a second to say thank you. It don't take but a second or to say, I appreciate what you did or what you said. Oh, I'm sorry. I hurt your feeling or I offended you. Even though they didn't do anything or didn't say anything, they'll say, I'm sorry if I offended you in any kind of way. Did I say something wrong? I'm so sorry. You know, did I do this? I'm sorry. You know, forgive me if I've offended you. I don't know what I did wrong. But when you stay humble, the Lord blesses you. When I tell you God will bless your socks off, he can use you, doors will start swinging open when you stay humble. And I thank and praise God that he allowed me to just try to be on that level. I ain't talking about where your self-esteem so low and you don't even love yourself. I'm talking about just what I said. You think of others before you think of yourself. That's being humble. You try to help people all the time. When you can help somebody, it's a blessing to be able to be a blessing. God say we blessed and highly favored. It's a blessing for us to be a blessing to somebody else. It's awesome. And when God opened that door for you to bless somebody, you better break your neck and try to bless them, because God will stop your blessing. He'll close them doors. You got to be able to humble yourself and say this and this and this, and this the way God would have it. I don't care what it looks like. I don't care if it looks like they're using you or taking advantage, but they not. Because as long as you're doing what God told you to do, God's going to bless you. He's going to open doors for you. He's going to pay your bills. Your body ain't going to have no sickness in it. You got to think about those things. It, all the time, people look like they have money and stuff all the time, and here they want to get some from you. But when God gives you an opportunity to bless somebody, to be a help to somebody, to encourage somebody, you should do it. In Luke 1 and 52, he says he has brought down rulers from their throne, but exalted the humble. Them big kings, big congressmen, big senators, big House of Representatives, those big boys out there with the head big, God then brought them down, and he has exalted the humble. I don't care what nobody thinks. When God knows that you got a humble spirit and your heart is humble, he's going to exalt you. Anytime you stay humble, God want to use you. God
wants
to use you.
Preach.
But you got to stay humble. You got to be humble. James 4 and 10 say, humble yourself before the Lord, and he will exalt you. 1 Samuel 2 and 7 say, the Lord sends poverty and wealth. He humbles the wicked and the big headed, the pride people. He'll humble them. Job 22 and 29 say, when men are brought low and you say, lift them up, then he will save the lowly. Then God will save the lowly. God is just like that. We have to think about others. And I know we got so much going on ourselves, but when you think about others, God thinks about you. When you pray for others and to bless others, God gonna bless you. You don't hear me saying, bless me, Lord, and do this for me, Lord, and do that for me, Lord. No, 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 no. God put me as a prophetic intercessor, apostle, whatever it is, to pray for the people of God. And when I lift them up, I don't have to worry about my bills being paid, because God's going to pay them, because I'm humble. And I'm trying my best to stay that way so that God can get the glory out of my life. I just thank God today for humbleness, showing me, because pride won't get you anywhere. Pride, we probably all have had it. Sometime or another, we've all had the big head. Sometime or another, but you better hurry up and let that head shrink down. You better hurry up and put that ego down, that pride down, because God will make it come down. But the way to get up and the way to go down is up. And it can't nobody take you up but God. So I thank God today. He's such an awesome God. He's an awesome God, and I thank God that he'll show you how to live. He'll show you how to do things. You don't have to get out here and wonder. You don't have to get out here, even if you didn't have a Bible. You don't have to get out here and wonder how to do this, or should you do this, or can you got five bags of chicken wings and somebody hungry, and you need to bless them. Lord, let me go pray about it. You know God wants you to bless them. You know God wants you to help. They may have children. You got this. But God will bless you even when you have a little bit. And you ain't got, you in church and you ain't got but 36 cents. And here come the offering. You take that offering and put it up there. I don't care how much it is. God sitting over there by the offering table. He know what you're putting it in, and he know your heart while you're putting it in. You're humble. You humbly put that 36 cent in. And before you leave the door, God will have a blessing in your pocket. I'm telling you, God is just like that. God is just like that. He's such an awesome God. And I thank God today for all that he does for us. I thank God today. God is a good God. If we can stay humble, if we can bless somebody, if we can look out for one another, if we can pray for somebody, God will bless you. You are blessed to bless somebody. We are blessed to be a blessing to somebody. We need to humble ourselves and know that God would raise us up, even in our any kind of sickness, any situation, any circumstance. God will pull you up out of it. That's the God I serve. And I thank God today that he humbles us. He'll give you a chance to humble yourself. God will give you a chance to humble yourself. First Peter 5 says, and 6, humble yourself, therefore, under the mighty hands of God, and he will exalt you in due time. Not when you want it, but in due time, because God knows when you need to be exalted. God knows that you can only take so much. We can stay down so long. God won't raise us up. You can go through battle after battle with the enemy after battle with the enemy. And you low, staying humble, trying to battle the enemy. But after a while, in due time, God will lift you up. He's the lifter up of our heads. And I thank him today that he is the lifter up of my head. And I thank God on today. I give God praise on today. But you know what? For even the Son of Man came not to minister unto, but to be ministered to and to give his life as a ransom for us. Over in Mark chapter 10, verse 45, you know of Jesus. Yes, Lord. And if Jesus humbled himself, he didn't have to give his life for us, but he died for us. He gave his life. They didn't take it. He gave his life. He surrendered his life. He humbled himself. He drank from that bitter cup. He did what he had to do. He was obedient to the Father. And he could have come down off the cross. But Jesus stayed right there. And he hung on that cross. For all of our hang-ups, Jesus did. He was beat. He was bruised. He was spit on for you and for me. And I just thank God today. And he was humble. He could have had the Lord to strike him right down. The Father could have took him all out, wiped him all out. But he stayed right there so we can have a right to the tree of life. So I give God the praise today, and I give God glory today. I thank God for staying right there on the cross, staying humble for you and for me. Because after a while, when Jesus gave up the ghost, God raised him out of that grave, and he's sitting on the right hand of the Father. God exalted Jesus right on the right hand of the Father, and I thank God today in the name of Jesus that he's teaching us, that he taught us, that he ministered to us, that we need to stay humble. We need to love one another. We need to do what we have to do for our relationships with one another. I thank God on today. We have to give and give to the hurt. Give out of your knees. Do what you have to do. Stay humble and don't be prideful. I don't care if you got a little change. You better let that air out your head. I thank God on today. I thank God. Let the brother of low degree rejoice in that he is exalted in the name of Jesus. God will exalt you if you stay humble. God will exalt you. He'll lift you up. He is to lift up our head. Even if you're feeling bad, even if you're down low, even if you feel like don't nobody care, always know that God is. God is. God is. God is a healer. God is. God is your provider. That's who he is. God is my shepherd. And I shall not want. God is Jesus. Hallelujah. God is my redeemer. God is my savior. I just thank him today for being who he is in my life. I thank God. I thank God. I thank God. And if I thank him that I hurt your feelings, if I thank him I offended you, I'm going to break my neck trying to get to you or to call you to tell you that I'm sorry. I just thank God that he gave me that kind of heart. I don't care if I didn't do nothing. I don't care if I'm right and you're wrong. I don't care. I'm going to apologize anyway because I want to keep the peace. I want to encourage you. I want to help restore you. I want to help get you on your feet. I thank God on today. God is a good God, and we got to know how to live humbly. Humble, humble, walk humble, talk humble. Don't be around here with your head sticking up all in the earth. God don't like that. Jesus don't like that, walking like a chicken. Honey, no, 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 no. God want us to stay humble, and I thank God on today. I thank God. I thank him. I thank him for the word of God. This way you learn from. That roadmap right there, that blueprint right there. I thank God. He said, humble yourself. You don't want God to humble you. You better humble yourself. Humble yourself. Humility. Love one another. Look out for one another. Encourage one another. Do what you have to do for one another. If you can't have nothing else, just pray for them. God know your heart. And you better have a right heart. Because it ain't going to mean nothing if your heart ain't right. You got to get that heart right with God. So I thank God today for all that he does, all that he's doing, and all that he's going to do in our life. Stay humble. If we stay humble, open the door that no man can close, and close those that can't no man open. I don't care who the president is. God's still God. Over everything, he's still in control. So I thank God today. I thank God today for all that he do, this work. I thank God because he was giving me bits and pieces. And I wanted to preach about something else, but he's still giving me bits and pieces. And I thank God because God wants us to stay humble, humble before him. I give God praise today, and I give him glory. Hallelujah. So I'm going to get ready to close this word and go into the altar prayer. It's still room at the altar. We still got room. God still have room at the altar. And I'm opening the doors of the church. It's still room at the altar today for whoever want to come. And I just thank and praise God today for the altar, going to the altar, leaving all of our cares at the altar, all this bitterness, all of this stuff at the altar. We have to leave it, cast our cares on the Lord, and leave them. Leave them right there. Leave them right there. So I'm going to pray for us today that God would, whatever it is we need done, that God would do it. I don't know who needs what, but God knows what everybody needs. So I thank him today for he can get and do what he needs to do. But as long as he used me as a prophetic intercessor, apostle, whatever he want to use me, I'm going to stay low so God can use me. Broken vessel that God can use me. So, Father, in the name of Jesus, Lord, we come humbly before your throne of grace today, asking you to forgive us for every known and unknown sin. In the mighty name of Jesus, Lord, we come right now, God, just confessing today and repenting today, Lord, and asking you to forgive us right now, God, in the name of Jesus, and cleanse us today, Lord, in the Nahola Basandarosi, in the blood of Jesus, and encamp your angels, Lord, In the name of Jesus, Father, I just thank you today. And I'm coming right now, God. I'm bringing your people, your children before you, Lord. And Lord, Lord, and we need you today, Lord. And we need you right now, God. And we need you today, Lord. And each one of us needs you, Lord. And we need you today, Lord. And we need you, Jesus. We calling on your name today. And we need you, Heavenly Father. And we need you, Jesus. We not only need you, Lord, but we want you, God. And we want you, Jesus, because you are Savior. In the name of Jesus, you are Messiah, Lord, and you Yeshua, Lord, and in the name of Jesus, you are our Redeemer, Lord, and you are our refuge, Lord, and we just thank you right now. If it had not been for you, who is on our side, we don't know where we would be. In the name of Jesus, I'm asking you right now, God, and I'm crying out for your people today, Lord, and each one of them, Lord, in the name of Jesus, I ask you to cover each one in the blood of Jesus. Cover them, Lord. Protect them right now. Build a hedge around them. Cover their children right now. Cover their grandchildren. Cover their families, God. In the name of Jesus, you know what they asking you for, God. You know what they need, Lord. And you know if they sick in their body, Lord. And I'm asking you to help them, Lord. In the name of Jesus, be they shepherd, Lord, and they shall not want them. I'm asking you right now, God, to bless them, Lord, and open doors, Lord, and bless them going in, and bless them coming out. Bless today, Lord, and bless, Lord, and I ask you right now to send angels to each house, Lord, and in the name of Jesus. Right now, God, and in the name of Jesus, send your anointing, Lord, to each house, Lord, in the name of Jesus. In the name of Jesus, cover them in the blood when they grab their vehicles, when they on the bus stop, when they on the train, when they on the plane. Cover right now, God, in the name of Jesus. You know what they need. Don't let no lack be in their refrigerator. No lack, Lord. No lack in nothing, Lord. In the name of Jesus, I thank you today. I thank you today. If they need baptizing, baptize them right now. If they need filling with the Holy Ghost, let them be filled today, Lord. In the name of Jesus, in the name of Jesus, cleanse them right now. Cleanse their mind and cleanse their heart and cleanse them, Lord. And in the name of Jesus, I ask you to point their feet in the direction you would have them to go. In the mighty name of Jesus, I just thank you, Lord. I thank you. I thank you. I Shabbat you. I give you praise. I Shabbat you. In the name of Jesus, I give you glory. Hallelujah. I give you glory. Hallelujah. I give you glory. Hallelujah. I give you glory today, Lord. Then, Lord, I ask you today to bless those behind prison walls today. You have people everywhere, God. Those in penal institutions, Lord. Those in the nursing home, Lord. Those in the hospital. Those babies in the neonatal intensive care unit, God. I ask you to bless and touch and heal right now, Lord. In the name of Jesus. Then those with the COVID, Father, I ask you to bless them. Lord, I know you're a healer. I know you're a healer. I know you're a healer. You heal me, God. I know you're a healer. I know you're a healer. I know you're a healer, God. I know you're a healer. I know you are, Lord. In the name of Jesus, all you got to do, Lord, is just blow a north wind and they'll be healed. Oh, yes, Lord. Send your healing virtue, God, in the name of Jesus, in the name of Jesus, in the name of Jesus. Let your anointing come. When your anointing is present, it's present to heal, it's present to deliver, it's present to set free. In the name of Jesus, I thank you for healing. I praise you for healing. I thank you today, God. I thank you today, God. I give you glory, Lord. I give you glory today, God. In the name of Jesus. Hallelujah. In the name of Jesus. And Lord, in the name of Jesus, those that the don't have nowhere to go, God. Those that sleep in outdoors. Those that's in shelters, Lord. Bless them today, Lord. Cover them today, Lord. Those that sleeping under bridges, God. Those that sleeping under cardboard boxes, Lord, and at the train station, Lord, and at the bus station, Lord, I ask you to be a covering for them, Lord, and those eating out of trash cans, Lord, and in the name of Jesus, provide for us, Lord. Provide for them, Lord, in the name of Jesus. Lord, I just thank you today, Lord. Thank you, Lord. And then we ask you today, God, to bless our enemies. Bless those that try to despitefully misuse us, God. And bless those that say all manner of evil against us, Lord. And I ask you to forgive them now, Lord, for what they said and done against us, Lord. And in the name of Jesus, just forgive them, God, because we already forgave them. In the name of Jesus, bless them anyway, Lord. Bless them anyway, Lord. Send your angels, God. Bless them today, Lord, in the name of Jesus. Lord, we just thank you today. We thank you, Lord. We give you praise today. We shabbat you today, Lord. We worship you today, God. We give you glory today, God. We bless your name, Lord. We bless your name, God. We thank you for answering every request, God, every prayer, God. In the name, I thank you right now. I know it's already done. You said before we call you, you have already done it. You've already answered us. And I thank you today, Lord. We just seeking you today, Lord, and seeking you while you may be found. We calling on you while you're near today, God, in the name of Jesus. We thank you today. We give you glory. Hallelujah. Thank you for keeping us humble. Thank you, Lord. And thank you for opening doors. Thank you, Lord. And we thank you right now, God, and in the name of Jesus. Bless your name, God. Bless your name, God. Bless your name, God. Give you glory today, God. Give you praise today, God. Give you worship today, God. We magnify you today, God. We lift your name up that every man may see. In the name of Jesus, we just give you praise. We give you glory. We ask all these things in Jesus' name. Amen and amen. And Father, if I forgot anybody, Lord, do it for them. Do it for them, Lord. Whatever they need, do it for them, God. In Jesus' name, we pray. We just give God praise on today. We give God glory today. We have to expect our blessings. We have to expect it. We got to look for it. Know it's coming. Whatever you stand in need of, know God's going to do it for you. Know it's right there. All you got to do is reach up. Reach up and pull your blessings down. They're hanging right there in the name of Jesus. God is a good God. He's a good God. He's a good God. I thank him. A great God. Greatly to be praised. I give God glory today. I'm just thanking God for so much for me. He's been to me. We don't think about the things that God has done for us. We don't think about he wake us up. We don't think about those things. That we can see, we not blind. That we can hear, we not deaf. That we can talk and speak. I thank God today that I can move by myself, that I can think on my own. I thank God on today. Don't complain about nothing. Complain about it. Tell God about it. Every care that you have, it's a concern to God. So I just thank God on today. I give God glory. I give God praise on today. I'm not going to hold you no longer than this. God gave me that word for you, 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 and me. I give God praise for the word of God to the people of God. So we're going to get ready to close out. I love you all. And I know God is covering you. I know that he's going to take care of you.
Now unto him that is able to keep you from falling and to present you faultless before the presence of his glory with exceeding joy, to the only wise God, our Savior, be glory, majesty, dominion, and power, both now and forever. Amen. You got, y'all have a good day, a blessed day.
Amen.
I love you all, and God love you too. God love you. God bless you. Amen. Have a good day. A good evening.